In New York's 21st congressional district race, one of Republican Elise Stefanik's ads criticizes her Democratic opponent's Social Security policies.
The cost of Wolf's irresponsible approach? $3,000 in Social Security cuts every year for our seniors and bankruptcy for future generations.
Oh, but wait a second. That sentence has raised the hackles of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare.
It's pretty misleading, and mainly because it omits a lot of crucial information.
Dan Adcock is Director of Government Relations and Policy for the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare.
If Congress does nothing between now and 2033, yes, there will be approximately a 25% cut in benefits if nothing is done between now and then. But we believe from conversations we've had with Aaron Wolf that that's not the case, that he does support some proposals that address the financing of the Social Security system. And so that's why we believe the ad's misleading. And on the bankruptcy part, Social Security never goes bankrupt because of the fact that Ms. Stefanik's record on what she would do with Social Security is so unclear. The charge that she makes in the ad, she's just as guilty of, if you go by just what's in the ad and the lack of information on where she stands on these programs.
Stefanik campaign manager Lenny Alcivar said the ad stands for itself. He was adamant the campaign would not discuss claims made by the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, calling the group a partisan political organization whose only interest is getting Stefanik's opponent elected. Democrat Aaron Wolf says his campaign is not working with the national group to push back against the ad.
It's gratifying to be sure that there are other groups out there that are affirming what we're saying, that this ad is erroneous and a scare tactic. That ad is a completely misleading and invented statistic that has to do with a speculation 20 or 30 years down the road. It is absolutely irresponsible to run that, to frighten the voters, to frighten the seniors in this district. So coming up with absolutely erroneous charges, I think, is misleading and certainly unfair to the public.
The Sabato Crystal Ball, run by the University of Virginia's Center for Politics, analyzes House races across the country. Managing editor Kyle Condick notes that for decades, both Democrats and Republicans have traded barbs on their Social Security stances.
Fear-mongering on Social Security and Medicare is a bipartisan political tradition in American politics, but I will say that Democrats traditionally have a little bit more success on that than Republicans do.
In the case of New York's 21st district race, Condick says the race is leaning Republican, with other factors that may influence the outcome.
Elise Stefanik has opened up something of a lead. One of the big Democratic outside groups, House Majority PAC, which supports Democratic House candidates across the country, they decided to pull some money out of this district. But also, there's a Green Party candidate in this race who seems to be sort of taking votes away from Aaron Wolf. That's also a problem for the Democrats in this district. It's also ancestrally a Republican district, although I think it's sort of trending Democratic. But it's not so Democratic at this point that in a Republican-leaning midterm year that the Republicans can't win it. I think that they're probably favored to at this point.
In the latest WWNY7 News Siena College poll, Stefanik had a 13-point lead over Wolf and Green Party candidate Matt Funicello. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.